With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump defends his attorney general's handling of the Jeffrey Epstein files. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
The president's loyal MAGA supporters and key influencers are up in arms over the Justice Department's handling of the Epstein case. But Donald Trump says he's satisfied with Attorney General Pam Bondi.
The attorney general's handled that very well.
He also said he's in favor of transparency.
Whatever she thinks is credible, she should release.
At the same time, the president wants to move on. He claimed online that nobody cares about Epstein. Greg Cluxton, The White House.
U.S. wholesale inflation cooled last month despite worries that President Trump's tariffs would push prices higher. The Labor Department reports its producer price index, which tracks inflation before it hits consumers, was unchanged in June from May and up 2.3% from a year earlier. Excluding volatile food and energy prices, so-called core producer prices were also unchanged from May and up 2.6%. From June 2024. To pass their massive rescission bill, Republicans had to make some adjustments to ensure protection from tribal radio stations. Bob Agnew reports.
Senator Mike Rounds went head-to-head with GOP colleagues demanding the rescission bill not cut funding for tribal radio stations in South Dakota. He wrote on X, "I will now vote to support President Trump's rescission package to claw back $9.4 billion in federal spending." Rounds went on to say tribal broadcast services in South Dakota provide potentially life-saving emergency alerts. He says the deal was made to secure the broadcast funding by redirecting funds that had previously been allocated to former President Biden's Green New Deal. Bob Agner reporting.
The Dow had 36 points. The NASDAQ composite, 20 points in the red. This is SRN News. European leaders speak out for Christians in Syria.
An urgent resolution adopted by the European Parliament condemns the recent bombings of the Mar Elias Church outside Damascus and demands that the government do more to protect Christians and members of other minority faiths in the country. The resolution also calls on the Syrian authorities to make sure that the Mar Elias Church is rebuilt. Christians make up about 10% of the population in Syria and are the target of several Muslim terror groups. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A New York County clerk has again refused to file a more than $100,000 civil judgment from Texas against a doctor accused of prescribing abortion pills. Ulster County Clerk Taylor Bruck cites New York's Shield Law, which protects abortion providers from serving from states with abortion bans. The Texas Attorney General's office claims the filing is required under New York law. This is SRN News. Lisa Dwyer reports there's been a rollback on consumer-related penalties for companies under the Trump administration.
In the nearly 6 months since the Trump administration has taken control of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, the Bureau's leadership has focused almost exclusively on rolling back any punishments, fines, and penalties doled out against companies during the Biden administration. Companies that were supposed to refund their customers or pay a penalty for unfair or deceptive practices are no longer bound to make their customers whole. Other companies facing charges of fraud or deceptive practices saw their lawsuits dropped. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The neighborhood social site Next Door hoping for a revival by turning to local news providers. As part of a redesign, Next Door is partnering with more than 3,500 local news outlets. More details at srnnews.com.